a lot of people woke up after New Year's Eve and looked at their Uber bill and were like, what?
Oops.
Yeah. We have someone who drives for Uber, and we would love to know what your egregious bill was. 570-1019, what you woke up to. But our like in-studio Uber driver is Mike Parsons, who is the host on B98.7.
That's right.
Our competition right now. Mike, hi.
Oh,
and also part-time Uber driver.
Yes, I drive Uber on the side a little bit for some extra money. My wife and I are actually buying a house in a couple of weeks.
Congrats.
So congratulations.
Driving a little Uber on the weekends to make a little extra cash.
I didn't think I'd have to tell you this, but you have to move a little bit closer to the mic there.
Seriously?
Yeah, Super DJ.
It's not my first time on the radio.
Also, this is a great kind of commercial for our business. Yes, you can be in it. You can rise to the echelon of your profession doing mornings and still drive Uber.
That's right.
Yes.
For extra money on the weekends. What happened over New Year's Eve?
Well, apparently on New Year's Eve, and now I knew this being an Uber driver because I got all kinds of emails and texts from Uber saying, hey, this is our busiest night of the year. They have Uber forecasters that will actually forecast what the demand is going to be. So they try to get we drivers out there on the roads when they know it's going to be busy.
Was the forecasting for raping or gouging?
I think for both.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to defend Uber a little bit here because they also sent these same notices out to their regular passengers saying, hey, New Year's Eve is going to be super expensive because lots and lots of people are going to need Uber rides. So make your plans to be in groups so that you can all share the cost. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you get an Uber ride, you get an estimate of what the ride's going to cost before you even accept.
Uh-huh. Right.
So there's no way these should be surprises.
All right. Let's talk about how much people were actually paying. This article here is talking about Miami's New Year's Eve, and the surge rate is what they're called.
Yeah.
9.9 times. So that means if your ride is basically $20, you're paying $200.
Correct. Yeah.
And people know what surge rate, they know exactly what they're paying before they hit accept. Or
when you say, I need an Uber ride, it will say, here is your estimate of what it's going to cost. And it gives you a range, and that range will your final payment will be in that range.
Mm-hmm. What was the surge rate for you at like the busiest time of New Year's
Eve? At 1 a.m. on New Year's Eve in downtown Salt Lake, we did get to 9.9.
Wow.
So I took a woman home from a bar downtown to Taylorsville,
congrats,
and her ride, yeah. I didn't go in the house with her.
Your wife was cool, though.
But I took her from downtown to Taylorsville, and her ride cost her $160.
Whoa.
But I had nothing to do with that as the driver.
Right.
How much, as a driver, how much of that surge rate do you get?
Uber takes a percentage of 15%, so I get everything else.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So everybody wins.
So the surge rate benefited the drivers mostly.
Oh, absolutely. I made almost $400 on New Year's Eve.
Holy crap.
Nicely done. That
did awesome. Anyone go once they got the bill? I mean, people were inebriated. They look at the the little
the
response
thing,
like, oh, here's going to be the average or not. Like, do they even know how much they're charged?
Here's the thing: as the Uber driver, I'm not with the passenger the next morning.
Yeah, that's the great part.
Yeah, they're long gone by that point.
Yeah,
and there's a couple other things too. Uber also has an option if you're a passenger and you request an Uber ride, it'll show you what the surge is, and it has an option to say, "Alert me when the surge is over."
Right, that's right.
So, I mean, these people that are complaining. Yes, they have some valid complaints. Yes, it was very expensive. But my argument is they knew exactly what they were getting into.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I think.
But did they?
If you're drunk, are you still responsible for your own actions?
Well, it goes against how we use cabs, I would say, normally, in that cabs are not allowed to do this.
Right, yeah.
And so this is, I get the supply and demand, but a lot of people feel that it's unfair because
cabs
aren't allowed to do this.
Just because they say, well, this is going to happen if you do this, that doesn't mean it's fair.
Well, I don't know what's fair or what's not fair. If you're drunk on New Year's Eve at 1 a.m., you can call a cab,
you can call
AAA, you can call Lyft, you can walk home, you can think ahead and have a designated driver, you can wait another half hour.
Yeah, and
the last thing I need is an Uber driver who's also my mom.
Right.
Thank you.
But it's true. I mean, you get to take, and plus, that's what they get. The Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers have to sit New Year's Eve out. They have to be the ones doing it.
I decided to stay sober and drive
Uber. I think that you should get some kind of pat on the back in the form of a thing. I took a Lyft and my rates doubled.
Nerd?
What? He's a nerd. He's awesome. They're the
nerd
heroes that took my drunk ass around town on,
So did you get
I did. I got I did a Lyft from a location to another that I frequent, and that it was about double what I normally pay.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah,
you can accept double, but 10 times. You know, that's,
it is obscene.
I think, what people are...
I think I will agree as an Uber driver that the 10 times is obscene.
Right.
And yeah, how far does that surge meter go up? Can it go up past 9.9 or is 9.9?
That's the highest I've ever seen it in Salt Lake. Normally, on a normal Saturday night, we might hit a 2 or a 3.
But like, does it go to 11?
Oh, of course it goes.
I mean,
does
it go past the Richter scale? All right. Well, interesting stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Still cheaper than a DUI.
It is. It is.
Thank you very much.
So how much was your... I guess I'm just thinking, all right, if you had to go, you know, have your mom pick you up from New Year's Eve and just the tongue lashing that you would get.
Yeah, the cost to your pride.
Right, or pay an additional 10 times for the Uber driver. What did you say? You didn't say what your bill was. You just said it was twice as much,
right? Oh, mine was little. It was only $25.
$25.
Yeah.
All right.
At a place that's normally like 12.